Unit 10. Listening, pages 62 to 63.
You are going to hear someone interviewing three people at a kite festival. You will hear the interview in several parts. After each part, you will hear some questions. For each question, circle the correct answer.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's show. I've managed to escape from the studio for a few days and am broadcasting live from the beautiful city of Seattle, where the annual Kite Fest is taking place. We're far away from my office in downtown Seattle, in a place called Magnuson Park. With me is Annette Johnson, one of the organizers of the festival.
Good afternoon, Mark, and welcome to Seattle. I hope you're going to enjoy today's event as much as the participants and spectators.
Number 1. Where are the man and woman? Number 2. Who is being interviewed today?
So, Annette, before we talk to some of the people here, tell me something about how this festival began.
Well, the Seattle Kite Fest started back in 2003. It was designed not only to promote the sport of kite flying, but also to bring the people of the city together as a community. The event attracts kite enthusiasts from all over the Northwest.
I can see lots of families with young children here today. Now they can't all be experienced kite flyers.
Far from it. One aim of the festival is to introduce people to the art of kite flying. The experienced kite flyers are more than happy to share their knowledge. But learning new skills is just part of what we hope to achieve. Our main goal is for families to come together through a shared activity.
Number 3. Who was the Kite Fest set up for? Number 4. What do the organizers of the festival think is important?
Now, the Kite Fest is actually part of a larger festival, isn't it?
That's right. It's part of the Seattle Sea Fair, one of the biggest events of the year in the city and surrounding area. Festivities take place daily from early July through early August. Particularly popular are the hydroplane boat races and the air show. While the Kite Festival, which is a one-day event, started a few years ago, the Sea Fair began over half a century ago.
You stressed earlier that the Kite Festival is an event for families. Does this apply to the Sea Fair too?
Very much so.
Number 5. Why does the woman mention the Sea Fair? Number 6. How long does the Sea Fair last? Number 7. When did the Sea Fair start? Number 8. What do the Sea Fair and the Kite Fest have in common?
I'm just going over to talk to one of the people helping out today. His name's Stan Williams, and I'm told he's one of the best kite makers in this part of the country. Hello, Stan. Could you tell our listeners what you're doing at the moment?
Sure. I'm helping my little friend here with his kite kit. These are given out to people attending the event and contain everything required to build a kite. That makes the kite making process easier than starting from scratch. but it can still be quite tricky, so I'm here to offer assistance. I try to make the whole thing fun, of course, especially for the children. I'm more likely to get people interested in kite making that way.
Are there other people besides you helping participants to build their kites?
Yes, there are lots of volunteers on hand to help both children and adults, and others are here to give advice on how to launch and fly the kites.
Number 9. What is the person now being interviewed doing at the festival? Number 10. Who are kite kits given to? Number 11. What does the man say about kite making? Number 12. What does the man want to do?
Well, let's leave Stan and talk to someone else. Hello.
Hi.
That's a beautiful kite. Did you make it from one of the kite kits?
Actually, this is my own handiwork. After visiting the first kite fest, I became interested in kite building. Even though there are some pretty impressive kites on the market, nothing can beat the beauty of something you make yourself.
Does Seattle have a strong kite-making or kite-flying tradition?
No, but nevertheless, the number of kite enthusiasts seems to be on the increase. It really is a great sport.
Number 13. What does the woman being interviewed have with her? Number 14. What is said about kite flying in Seattle?
Some people might find it strange to hear kite flying described as a sport.
Well, to be a really good kite flyer takes time and effort. You really have to put a lot into it and be really motivated just as you would with any other sport. Of course, natural talent helps too. Some events are highly competitive. For example, Rokoku kite fighting. In this competition, competitors try to bring their opponents' kites to the ground. Battles can become quite serious and heavy as contestants move around the field maneuvering their kites.
Number 15. According to the woman, in what way is kite flying like any other sport? Number 16. What is required in Rokoku kite fighting?
Are you taking part in an event this year?
Well, even though I had a great time last year when I participated in a kite battle, this year I'm here in a different capacity, as a book reader. The organizers have recruited volunteers to read books with a kite theme to children of different ages. It may not be as exciting as kite fighting, but it's a great way to remind children how much fun reading can be. I'm going to be reading a book by Jane Yolen.
Number 17. What is the woman going to be doing at the festival? Number 18. Why does she think what she is doing is important?
Let's talk with Annette Johnson again. Annette, what other events are there?
Well, there are the kiddie and preteen kite races. These are divided up into four different categories based on age. The youngest is for the 2 to 3-year-old age group, and the oldest 9 to 11. Then there are the stunt demonstrations, which include both individual and team events. There are no age restrictions, but most of the participants are adults. Personally, I find the team demonstrations the most breathtaking. There can be as many as 8 pilots performing together.
Flying kites, you mean?
That's right. They skillfully take them through a series of figures and formations to music. It's quite amazing to watch. The tails of their kites fly within inches of each other.
But the Kite Fest isn't just about skill, is it? Or about being the best?
Certainly not. I'd say it's more about getting out and having fun.
Number 19. In stunt demonstrations, who are pilots? Number 20. According to the woman, what makes team demonstrations exciting?
Well, Annette, we're just about out of time. Thanks for showing me around.
My pleasure, Mark.